Hey y'all, this is Mary Ann Pack, your spiritual medium, oracle for my spirit guides the many, and joy advocate. And this is a series of questions that I received from the many, my spirit guides, because I had asked them if there were questions that women were asking that maybe they were too shy to ask. To come forward and ask for a personal reading. And they gave me a list of questions that you were asking for. And knowing that source knows no bounds, that energy knows no bounds, if this question resonates with your soul, let me know how it has encouraged you or what may be things that you're going to be doing differently because of the support of infinite intelligence giving you an answer to your question. So let me know. There will be an email in the show notes. It's dynamicthriving@gmail.com. So I would really love to hear how this question, if it happened to be yours, affected you and encouraged you to integrate into more of who you really are. So today's question is, what do I need to know about my health? So I'll go get the many and we will find out what they say about what you need to know about your health. First of all, we want to tell you how much we love you. Our love is unconditional. No matter what condition you are in, we love you. We can't help ourselves because we are love. And guess what? So are you. So you want to know about your health. When you have something out of balance in your body, you have a tension or a stress or a fear or doubt or worry, resentment, anger, any of those low vibrating energetic feelings, your body is going to get out of balance. And this is what you would call dis-ease, disease, illness, pain, what you might be suffering with, something, a condition that is not to your liking. So when you are in that position and your body is feeling, it's simply responding to how you feel, the vibration of how you feel. So when you can quiet your mind and quiet those resistant thoughts during meditation, during quiet time in nature, any time you're in a pleasurable activity, your vibration naturally raises because your vibration doesn't normally, your normal vibrational level is very high. It's your worry, your stress, your anger, your resentment, all those negative emotions is what pushes it down and what causes the imbalance in your body. So as you can begin to look for things that are going right, look for positive aspects. Not every part of your body is suffering. You're still breathing, you're still digesting food, you're still able to think. So your body, there are aspects of your body that are still going right. And those are the things you need to focus upon. And if you're struggling with that, appreciate anything. It doesn't matter. Appreciation is appreciation. Praising something is praising something. It's just raising the level of your vibration to the point that now your body can feel the shift in energy. So if you are wanting to focus on healing from something, it's a lower vibration than focusing on your well-being, because your well-being is your natural state of being. Healing is healing from something of a lower vibration, the imbalance, the trauma, the illness. So it has a lower vibration. It's not as high as just appreciating your well-being. So start appreciating your well-being first and foremost, the aspects of your body that are serving you well, that are functioning, instead of the few things that may be imbalanced. So go with a lighter heart about your health. Of course you want to, you know, eat vital foods, eat things that are more alive. But your body knows how to take care of you if you will allow it, by allowing it to raise. And it can't raise in vibration, no matter how much good food you think you're putting in, it will never raise to its natural high vibrational level until you start focusing on love and joy and trusting yourself, trusting source, trusting others, and trusting the process. But appreciation is key here. Appreciating your well-being that is already in place. That will raise your vibration higher than focusing on healing, which is a lower vibration. So be sure that you recognize when you're focused on, oh, I have to heal from this thing. You know, I have to do all these things. No, well-being is about being. This is not well-doing. This is about well-being. So it's very important for you to notice the distinction, be aware of it, be aware of how you feel. And if you notice you're not feeling as good as you want emotionally, then that means you're heading in the direction of supporting the lower vibration of your body instead of feeling good about your thoughts, finding things to appreciate, finding things to love, finding abundance around you, just appreciating. Appreciate everything, no matter how small. Fully feel the appreciation in your body, and your body will thank you and respond in kind, because your body is there as your partner. It wants to support you in this life. You created this body to come into. So it's up to you to care for it, to be the person that will support it in pure well-being, because the stream of well-being is always flowing to you from source. It's whether or not you're allowing it to flow through you. And something else would be to breathe deeply. Every time you breathe deep, you are summoning life force. And that life force stream of energy is coming into your body. And tell your body to take whatever it needs from that stream of life for your well-being. And then thank your body for serving you so well. Appreciate, appreciate, appreciate your well-being, because it is natural. Your suffering is unnatural. And that's why you feel bad, because your inner being is calling you to your natural state of being, which is well-being. Go in peace. Well, I hope that resonated with one or more of you out there. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being here with me. As again, energy knows no bounds. So no matter when you hear this, if this resonates with your soul, this message is for you. And I would love to hear from you and how it has served you, and maybe a light bulb in the soul moment, and how you will integrate it into your life. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.